USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Ukraine President Zelensky addresses Congress this morning after what happened to his country. He says the old ways of keeping peace no longer work as he proposes new institutions to keep the peace.
The war of the past have prompted our predecessors to create institutions that should protect us from war. But they unfortunately don't work. We see it, you see it, so we need new ones, new institutions, new alliances, and we offer them. We propose to create an association, U24, United for Peace, a union of responsible countries that have the strength and consciousness to stop conflict immediately.
Sarah Bloom Raskin, Biden's pick to be the Fed's top bank regulator, has withdrawn her nomination. Her stance on climate change turned off too many lawmakers. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Biden has come under fire by Republicans in the upper chamber over his diplomatic efforts with Iran. On Monday, all but one GOP senator sent a letter to Biden urging him to stop trying to ink a deal with the Iranian regime to revive the controversial 2015 nuclear deal. The opponents of the deal, led by Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it would be much weaker than the one former President Donald Trump withdrew from. A tower collapse in Seattle, Washington has reached settlement.
A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker. For the USA Radio News, Washington Bureau. I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale. 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The International Space Station may be set for an ocean grave at the end of the decade, but there's still plenty of life left in her. The space station is preparing for more power upgrades as two NASA astronauts conducted their first spacewalk of the year on Tuesday. The spacewalk lasted for 6 hours and 54 minutes and is considered a success, kicking up the available electrical supply from 160 kilowatts to 215 kilowatts. U.S. chipmaker Intel plans to invest up to $88 billion across Europe as part of an ambitious expansion aimed at strengthening the global semiconductor industry. The company plans to set up chip production sites and development centers in Germany, Ireland, France, and Italy by 2027. Intel, the world's number two semiconductor maker, is also expanding in the United States with a $20 billion factory in Ohio. The Hunter Biden laptop, filled with incriminating evidence against the Biden family, was forfeited to a Delaware computer repairman after Hunter failed to pay for its repairs roughly 2 years ago. The evidence was turned over to the FBI. The computer repairman, John Paul Mac Isaac, claims to Fox News he was forced to close his business and flee Delaware.
It's hard to remain scared for so long when then you replace that with frustration and then a drive and a motivation to fight. I wouldn't say I'm scared. I'm cautious, but I'm not scared. Initially, and then most recently, being labeled a Russian hacker, that pretty much set everybody off.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.